And we're back. What an amazing track that was. Welcome to it. This is Smile 90.4 FM. And as always, on a Tuesday, we speak to Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog, because this is Tech Talk with Tienus. You've just come back from a European trip.
I have.
Welcome back. Today, we're talking about something that I actually have never heard about before, to be honest. I think maybe I've been living under a rock. Smart rings. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's a very new product category, obviously. And Samsung had their Unpacked event just recently. And one of the major new product categories that they're getting into is the smart ring. So they've launched the Galaxy Ring. Now, you might think, what usefulness can you have in a ring? What they're trying to do is pack everything you've got in a smartwatch into a ring, effectively.
And you can still shine bright like a diamond.
Exactly. So as you can imagine, these rings are a little bit more bulky than, let's say, your normal wedding band or whatever the case might be. There's electronics in there, right? So they stuffed your accelerometer, gyrometer, your heart rate monitor, your blood oxygen level meter, like all of these sensors that are in your smartwatch, they've crammed into this Galaxy Ring. Now, it's interesting to see how they're positioning this product. They obviously don't want to cannibalize their own market share. So if you've got a Galaxy Watch, this is probably not for you. And I think the Galaxy Ring is more for people that don't want a electronic watch, that still like old school, you know, analog watches, and think of it more as a style accessory, with the ring then being your fitness, your motion trackers, your kind of smart accessory on your hand.
So that makes sense. So you're looking maybe at a different sector or segment of that market, maybe somebody that's a little bit more refined in their dress sense.
And maybe somebody that wants their technology to be a little bit more discreet.
Sure.
And that they can still have all the same functionality. Now, this Galaxy Ring will connect to your phone as your smartwatch will. And it'll give you, as I said, all those same kind of metrics that is measured. And then it's an activity tracker. So all of your same kind of exercises, it'll automatically detect if you start running, if you start swimming, if you start rowing, whatever you're doing in the gym as well. It can automatically detect that and add that to your workouts for the day. You can set it more manually through the app if you want. So it's kind of like a miniature smartwatch without a screen.
How are they going to account for Italian people speaking with their hands so much?
Well, until that is seen as exercise, I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
You told me early on that there is now a South African entrant into this field. I mean, I just heard about it, and now we have a local company that's doing something similar.
Yeah, exactly. It's the first time in a long time we have a local company in South Africa that have brought out a technology product, consumer product, which is really exciting to see. The company is called VisoPay, and they want to get into that same game. Their product is a little bit different, though. It's not a full-on activity tracker, health tracker, all of that. They're effectively saying, we can make a really cheap smart ring, and what we want this to be used for is tap and pay. That is the main objective.
Okay.
So the same way as you would have to take your phone out of your pocket and tap. This is very, very simply kind of linking the two, having that either eSIM capability on the ring itself, or just link to the phone, and you essentially just put your fist on whatever payment tap device that you are looking to pay for, and that transaction will go through as per usual. So a little bit of a different type of ring, but they are focusing on the style aspect as well, which is why they don't want it to be big and bulky like the Galaxy Ring, for example. It doesn't have all of those electronics in it. It's still a very sleek, minimalist ring that you can use as a style accessory, but you can pay with it. So it ranges from about 2,000 Rand to 5,000 Rand, depending on if you want real gold, platinum, whatever your material might be. So as I said, more of a style accessory that allows you to make contactless payments, which is a very interesting idea. And it'll be great to see a local South African tech company, you know, do well internationally, and hopefully they can take this ring to other parts of the world as well.
Oh, wow. On that note of, you know, sound ringing through the air. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. We are going to head back to the music. Stay tuned. This is Smile 90.4 FM. If you want to know more about this topic, you can go to Bandwidth Blog. We will be uploading this.